I've got a workshop coming up, can you believe, on rejection sensitive dysphoria. I think something like 80% of people with ADHD are affected by it, and you will be surprised the ways it impacts your life and holds you back. That will already be launched by the time you're listening to this. It is free for the first 10 people, so go check out the link. Hopefully you're in that first 10, but after that, it's going to be £11. I struggle with it really badly. I think I've got quite a lot to say that will be helpful on getting through rejection sensitive dysphoria, because obviously with a platform like this, I'm just putting myself out there for rejection, and I couldn't do it without these tools in place. So check that out. And welcome to ADHD Fest, the podcast all about adult ADHD with a little bit of law of attraction and self-development thrown in the mix there. I am your host, Tara Pratt, and this week, I say it every week, but it's true every week, I am so excited for this week's topic. I think mainly because if I don't like a topic, I can't talk about it. I did have a completely different topic for today and it was so boring. I just couldn't get into it. So we've switched it up. I've decided, you know what? I've done a lot of ADHD heavy content today, and this will always be an ADHD podcast, of course. But I do like to throw the spirituality, I do like to throw the personal development in there, and I think it is really good for us. It works really well with the ADHD. So today we're talking about crystals and crystal healing. If you are not woo-woo at all, bear with me, because it really does help, even if you don't believe in this stuff, which I absolutely do. I absolutely do believe in this stuff and I swear by it. But if you don't, it doesn't mean it won't help you, because with ADHD, we find it hard to be in the present moment. We find it hard. We live in our heads a lot. And using crystals, whether you believe in them or not, helps you to focus. It's a physical anchor to look at, reflect on what you want, reflect on what you're aiming for, and it grounds us in our ADHD. So whether you're woo-woo or you're not, you're meant to be here for this podcast today. So crystal healing, what is it? Where did it come from? How can we use it? Crystal healing was first referenced the 4th millennium BC. So before Christ, the 4th millennium. And I had no idea that it was this old. I love crystals. I've been using them for years, but I've never really looked into the history of them. I knew that they are a traditional Chinese medicine that is almost 5,000 years old. And in Chinese medicine, it works with your chakras and your energy, but it was actually referenced long before that by the ancient Sumerians, which I hope I am pronouncing correctly. So they're thought to promote physical, emotional, and spiritual wellness by positively interacting with the body's energy field and chakras. If you've never heard of chakras, it's a bit much for me to go into now, but it's just different places on the body. There is one in the middle of your eyebrows, which is third eye chakra. You've got a heart chakra. You've got a crown chakra, which is top of your head. There's 7 different chakras throughout your body, and this is just the energy field. So this is where our energy is running through us. And that is how ancient Chinese medicine refers to it, but actually physics refers to this. Everything vibrates at a frequency. It's a scientific fact. There is nothing solid in the world. It's all made up of atoms and it's all vibrating. It's just vibrating at different frequencies depending on what that energy is making. So we have our own vibration, and that is what the law of attraction is all based around, the frequency that we are vibrating at, and that our thoughts have vibrations. And we have an energy field that not only runs through us, but surrounds us too. If you've ever heard of anyone talk about auras or anything. But anyway, I'm getting distracted. We want to talk about crystals today. Crystals work by interacting with this energy field, and each crystal actually has its own vibration. And just to make it clear to you, each crystal has its own unique vibration in hertz, and it can go all the way up to 32,768 hertz. And when we compare that to our vibration here on Earth, we are at 7.83. So they're at 32,000 and we're at nearly 8 hertz, not 8,000, just 8. So you can see how that very different vibration, if you were into the physics of it, you can see how those two energies are so widely apart. If you put them close together, they're gonna interact in some kind of way. Each crystal is said to have a completely different benefit. Each one helps with a different aspect, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever. And some of those properties, some of those crystals actually directly correlate to ADHD symptoms. So I thought, why not take advantage of this? It's a low effort tool. And as I said before, even if you don't believe in the energetic properties of it, it's just centering yourself, it's grounding yourself, and it's a reminder, it's a visual reminder every time you look at that crystal. It's a stimulatory, is that the word? It's a stim. We'll say that it's a stim in the fact that we can feel the crystals, and that's a good reminder. And every time we look at it, we feel it, we think about it, it's going to remind us of our goal and keep us more focused. So why don't we take advantage of this completely low effort tool? So I've made a list here of my top five crystals for ADHD symptoms, and then I'm going to follow it up by telling you how to use them, just giving you some ideas of how to use them and get the most out of those crystals. I've picked my top five. I've tried not to make them all the completely traditional ones that you hear all the time. I've tried to make them a bit more interesting. There's some traditional ones in there, but there's some you may not have heard of. But there are so many more than just five. If you do a little bit of research outside of this podcast, I'm sure you can find more to help you with specific issues that you want to work on. But I've chosen the five that I think are most helpful specifically for ADHD. So nothing to do with manifestation today. It's just about, well, I suppose it is manifestation in the fact that it's going to manifest an easier life for us with ADHD. But if you want me to expand on this topic, there's so many more crystals I could talk about that will help ADHD and also help us to manifest other goals outside of ADHD. So definitely let me know that. I'm always on Instagram at ADHDfest. That's where you'll find me most. Or you can contact me on the website. There's loads of links down below, so check them out. Okay, let's go for it. My top five favorite crystals, and they're in no particular order because I love them all. First one we're going to talk about is Tiger's Eye. So this crystal is known for grounding and protective properties. It can help improve focus, concentration, and motivation, which I think we can agree all helpful for people with ADHD. It is mined mostly in South Africa, East Asia, and the US, and it refers to our root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, and that is like a grounding chakra, or your sacral chakra. It looks brown and it's got like gold reflection running through it, and it literally does look like a cat eye or a tiger's eye, hence the name. It's quite often referred to as the stone of willpower, which I don't feel like we need willpower in ADHD because willpower doesn't disarm a disability. But it's known for its grounding and protective qualities. It's believed to stimulate courage, confidence, and personal empowerment, which I think, yes, we definitely need within ADHD. It promotes focus and concentration, and it's thought to aid ADHD by reducing mental scatteredness and sharpening mental focus. Mental scatteredness, I think, on a bad day for me, is my main issue. It slows me down so much, it's frustrating. So reducing mental scatteredness would be amazing for me. It also helps procrastination, and it's believed to stimulate drive. So it can help individuals with ADHD overcome the tendency to procrastinate by igniting that inner fire and your willpower to take action. Number two on my list is one you might not have heard of, and that is carnelian. Carnelian is a stimulating crystal, so it helps to increase energy levels and motivation, and it also helps to improve creativity and productivity. Of course, with ADHD, we're already creative souls, but on a bad day, it's really hard to find that creativity, and that's why I've chosen this stone, is because it's just enhancing our natural strengths and supporting our natural weaknesses. And that is mined mostly in India. It's like an orangey stone with lighter swirls running through it. It's really pretty. They also mine it in Brazil, Egypt, and Uruguay. And it's associated with the sacral chakra, which is just below your belly button. And if we're talking specific to ADHD, carnelian stimulating properties can be beneficial by boosting energy levels and helping us overcome sluggishness that can contribute to things like procrastination. It's believed to help us focus our energy and get things done. I'm not saying we need these every day, but on those bad days, I can get nothing done and I'm going to use whatever I can to promote that productive feeling. Next on my list is a very common one that if you haven't heard the name of, you've definitely seen before, and that is rose quartz. It's very pretty, it's very pink, it's the crystal of love, and what it promotes overall is self-love, acceptance, and confidence. And you might think, well, that's not relating to ADHD symptoms, but it's proven that our self-esteem, when we've been late diagnosed in particular, is very low, and that contributes massively to your symptoms. I will say this over and over again. Self-acceptance is the key to taking the weight off of your shoulders, to not make ADHD such a drudge. Self-acceptance is the key to that. The shame weighs us down. The guilt weighs us down. The feeling not enough, the feeling of failure, it absolutely exacerbates ADHD symptoms. So we really need to concentrate on self-love, and carrying a piece of rose quartz can really remind you of that. You can't look at it and not feel happy. You absolutely feel happy looking at a beautiful piece of rose quartz. It's one of the most abundant stones in the world, which I think makes perfect sense because we all need it, don't we? We all need self-love. So it makes perfect sense that it would be found nearly everywhere. It's associated obviously with the heart chakra because it's all about love. It's mined mostly in North America, Madagascar, and India. As well as self-love, compassion, and emotional healing, it's believed to help dissolve negativity and replace it with feelings of self-worth and acceptance. And it can be used specifically for self-doubt, which I know we struggle with a lot. It's a powerful tool for helping with that. And it's thought to emit a gentle, loving energy that can soothe that self-criticism and cultivate feelings of self-compassion. I did a pod a couple of weeks ago on self-criticism and silencing that inner critic because it is so loud, particularly with ADHD, when your mind just doesn't shush. Self-criticism is a big one. So yeah, rose quartz, I think that might be my number one. If I was gonna put these in order, I think rose quartz would be the one to start with if you were just gonna get one of these. The fourth crystal that I find intriguing for ADHD is fluorite, another one you might not have heard of before. It's a mental clarity crystal that can help improve focus, concentration, and all important in ADHD, memory. It also helps to reduce brain fog and mental fatigue, which I think I don't need to tell you why we need that. It's associated with the third eye chakra, which is in between your eyebrows, which makes sense because it's to do with your mind and mental clarity, but also the heart chakra because our intuition and stuff comes from our heart. It's mined in Colorado, Arizona, and Mexico, and it's found in cavities in sedimentary rock like limestone. You can actually find this in the UK as well. You can find it in a lot of places, but they're the three main areas. It is often referred to as the genius stone. So when you're wanting to work in your zone of genius, it's good to have that piece of fluorite nearby. As I said before, it enhances mental clarity, focus, and memory, and it's thought to stimulate the mind and improve cognitive function. Remember, it's said that these are working with your energetic field. If you're listening to this, you might be like, well, where's the studies? Where's the science to back this up? The answer is there isn't any, but it's not because it's not there. It's not because these things don't exist and it's not true. It's because no one has spent any time studying this. There are no scientific studies. No one's put the money, the effort, the time into studying these things because obviously we're studying other things. We can't study everything all the time, but I feel like one day someone is going to put that time, effort, energy into studying the healing properties of crystals, and then we'll know for sure. But just because there isn't scientific research to back this up doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means no one's done it yet. So when it says it's stimulating your mind, they mean through the energetic frequency interacting with your energetic fields. And fluorite is quite a pretty looking stone as well. It looks a little bit like quartz, but green. It's like a really strong aqua green. It's quite a plain stone, but green does make me think of clarity. It's really, I really love this stone. Then last but not least, number 5 is lepidolite. I'm not sure I am pronouncing that correctly. It's spelled lepidolite. And it's a calming crystal that can help relieve anxiety and stress, which is completely comorbid with ADHD. Anxiety is high, whether it be social anxiety, whether it just be generalized anxiety. We get a lot of it. So we need a calming crystal in there, right? And it helps promote emotional balance and peace too, which is why I've chosen it, because it not only tackles that anxiety, but we have problems with emotional regulation within ADHD, and it's helping to promote balance and peace too. This is mined in Brazil, Canada, Japan, and Western Australia, and it's associated with 3 different chakras: the third eye for that mental clarity, the heart, and also the throat. This is one of the only ones that is associated with the throat chakra, and that's all about speaking your truth. And I'm thinking that probably is tying in with the emotional balance of speaking about your feelings and venting a bit. It's a purple speckled stone. It's very, very pretty. And as far as properties, it is known as the peace stone due to its calming and stress relieving benefits. And it promotes that emotional balance and inner peace, which we definitely need. It helps with anxiety through that calming effect and is a great tool for managing anxiety, even if it's just when you look at it, you're grounding yourself, you're bringing yourself into that present moment. It's also thought to soothe the nervous system through its frequencies and alleviate feelings of overwhelm, which, yes, we struggle with massively. I think someone described ADHD as chronically overwhelmed, and I felt like that was the most perfect description. So that is why this crystal, I'm going to attempt to say it again, lepidolite, is perfect for ADHD. So those are my top 5 that I've chosen specifically for us. As I say, if you want to know about any more or you want me to do another 5, I'm happy to do that. But if we're going to just stick with those 5, let's talk about how we can actually use them. If you know nothing about crystals or you've never used them before, or if you just need a quick reminder, I'm going to run through it quickly with you now. So first of all is crystal care. So you have to cleanse your crystals regularly to remove stagnant energy. And you can do this in a multitude of ways, and it's not hard. Believe me, I'm not adding another thing to your to-do list that you're going to have to do. Basically, when you first get them, you want to cleanse them of energy because obviously they've come from someone else. You want to put your own energy on them. And then after that, I just cleanse them once a month because I just put them on my windowsill, because that is one of the ways of cleaning it. So here are the ways to remove that stagnant energy. There's smudging with sage, which, yes, is a bit more effort. I do like doing this just because I find it fun. So you get a sage stick, you can buy them anywhere online, and you just light them and you let the smoke run over the crystals. You can bathe them in sunlight or moonlight. And this is the one that I go for because I forget to clean my crystal. So bathing them in sunlight or moonlight, you can do this literally by sticking them on the windowsill. That is how easy it is. Or placing them in salt water. You want to be careful when you do this with salt water because some of the crystals don't do well in water. So make sure you research whatever crystal you're using, whether it can go in water or not. I prefer to do it with smoke or moonlight specifically. Then you want to program your crystals. What this means, it's not a computer game, we're not going to program it this way, but we just want to put our intention on it. What do we want that crystal to specifically help us with? And the way you do this is you hold it. You hold it in your hand, you close your eyes, and you just take a few minutes to think about your intention. I like to write a specific affirmation out. So let's say I was using rose quartz to try and promote self-love. I would be like, Dear Rose Quartz, like I'm writing a letter, I'd be like, Dear Rose Quartz, please help me to foster a feeling of self-love within the next 3 weeks. I want to use all the energy of the universe and your energy intertwined with mine to create more self-love and self-acceptance in my life. It doesn't have to be that long. It can be a lot shorter. It can be a lot longer. It's completely up to you. But the way I like to do it is in a set, systematic way. I like to have an affirmation that kind of follows the same pattern, if you know what I mean, whenever I'm using a crystal. So I start by naming the crystal. I ask it for what I want, and then I ask it to take its energy, amplify it from the universe, and intertwine it with mine. And that is how I do it. And I program them. To be honest, you probably should program them every time you cleanse them. So I do it with the moon. So on a full moon, I'll put them on the windowsill, and then you should probably program them after. But I tend to only program them when I'm having a bad time and I need the help. So you can use it however you want. Another way you can use them is to wear your crystals. So once you've cleansed them, once you've programmed them, you want to work out how you're going to actually use them day to day. So you can wear them, you can get them in jewelry. Just be careful of the person you are sourcing them from. You want to make sure that they're a reputable source and you're not just wearing glass. A good source is Canny Crystals. I've spoken on here about him before. There's lots of other trustworthy crystal companies, but that's just one off the top of my head. So you can wear them on your body. You can wear them as jewelry, but you could also, like a lot of people, have crystals in their bra. They like to keep them in their bra while they're walking around, or in your pocket or in your handbag. And it doesn't have to be all your crystals. You don't have to walk around rattling. You can just pick one specific for that day. Like, what is my focus today? Is it self-love? Is it focus? Is it calm? Is like, what is it? And you can just take that crystal with you for the day. Another way to use them is placing them around your home or workspace or even your car. So you can put things with calming properties in your bedroom or just a quiet area. You can put things with motivation on your desk, your work desk. I also like to look into feng shui. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it. Feng shui, I think it's pronounced, where you place crystals in certain places in your house. So I have a wealth bowl that is full of crystals, and that's in my wealth corner in my house, which is, when you look at your front door, it's the leftmost corner of your house. I like to do things like that, but I have so many crystals, I've run out of places to put them. So that's why I've got them dotted around my house and my bedroom and my person. Once you've programmed them, you can either wear them, you can put them somewhere in your house, and then you just forget about them. You forget about them until you want to use them again, and that is how easy it is. Do try it out. Maybe get yourself a rose quartz, get yourself a tiger's eye, just one crystal, and work with that and see if it helps you. I put a lot of my crystals by the front door. I've got a tray for my keys and I put crystals on there. I've got ones like protection crystals for the house. And every time I pick up my keys or put my keys back down, I look at those crystals and it reminds me that we're protected, and I like them because they're pretty. And also, it makes me put my keys there because I enjoy looking at that tray. So give this a try. Let me know how you get on. If you've got any other of your favorite crystals, if you've done this before and you think they really help you with your ADHD, do let me know. Don't forget, we've got the Body Doubling Club down below. We're having so much fun in there. I do want to do more woo-woo stuff in there as well. I'm not doing it at the moment because I don't know how many woo-woo people I've got. So if you're in there, message me and tell me you want more woo-woo stuff, or feel free to join us and you can suggest it once you're in the Body Doubling Club. I hope you all have the best week ever, and I'll see you all next Friday, guys. Bye.